time for Conversations with the Mayor is brought to you by Gonzalez Painters and Contractors, voted best painters in the Triangle by Indie Week and featuring a 4.9-star Google rating. Gonzalez Painters and Contractors' commitment to excellence and transformative artistry speaks volumes. Trust the experts to exceed your expectations for your next interior or exterior paint project. Visit fgpainting.com. We are joined now in studio by Chapel Hill Mayor Jess Anderson. Jess, how has your Thursday been?
My Thursday has been great. How about yours, Andrew?
It's been busy in a good way, so yeah. We'll keep it rolling right along. Now, you also had a busy evening as you've had two town council gatherings since last we spoke. Is that right?
And we also had a legislative breakfast. So let's call it three since I saw you.
That counts. Well, let's go back to the beginning. I think that was budget conversation was what the first time, or was it the legislative breakfast?
Let's go legislative first. And if you will allow me, I just want to mention that on our consent agenda this week, we recognized over $50,000 in combined donations from our Friends of Parks and Rec, along with some of our other community partners, University Forge, Stroud Roses, Maximus Inc. So we are very thankful. It's going to fund the covered cost for fun day programming, supplies, and tree planting along the greenways. So we very much appreciate it, and we're excited to get money.
Yeah, that's always good.
Yeah,
it's not just a good idea. It's also paid for.
Exactly. We love that when our good ideas have funding. Yes,
absolutely.
But yes, the first meeting since I saw you last was our legislative breakfast. And we try to meet with our legislators each year. The General Assembly goes back into session on April 24th. And we had a really good conversation about how we can continue to work together and just kind of updating them on all the things we're trying to get done.
Outstanding. And then the budget conversation seemed a little more interesting, I guess, than it often is.
What are you trying to say about budget conversations, Andrew? You're saying they're not interesting?
I guess I'm revealing as much about myself as I am about the process.
That's about you. Because you know what? Everybody else loves budget conversations and likes to listen in.
Local government, this is where local government leaders' choices are made, right?
Here. Right. This is where we actually articulate our values. This is actually where it all happens. And yes, you are not wrong. You are not alone. Some people do not find budget conversations scintillating and exciting. I do. One important set of decisions before us are about bringing a bond referendum to the voters. We have $50 million in capacity without raising taxes, so that's exciting. We're talking about the projects we want to fund and whether to bring this for a vote in 2024 or 2025. And there are kind of set categories that we can bring. So we're trying to figure out the amounts for each of those categories.
When would you have to decide if it's going to be 2024?
So we are going to have a meeting on the 26th at 8:30 to talk about it. And if we can kind of pull together all the information we need, and if we can get it sorted out, then we'll go with this year. If we feel like we need more time as a body, then I guess we'll go next year. But either way, we can borrow from ourselves to continue to keep projects moving. We have the debt capacity to borrow and then replace it with the bond and pull down the bonds to replace it if that's what we decide to do. So either way, it will be fine. Either way, we will continue with all the great projects that are ready to happen.
So is there any other kind of movement or trend revealing itself in those budget conversations?
I think so. I think we're looking at, we had a couple kind of big picture questions before us. One is about cost of living increases for our staff. We've been doing a lot of work on comp and class studies the last few years and trying to make sure that we're competitive. It's a very competitive local market right now, and trying to make sure that we can retain and recruit excellent employees, since that's actually where the majority of our budget goes. And keeping the town running in the amazing way it does relies on those employees. So I believe that the council is very supportive of the cost of living increase. We are looking at a planned 1.5-cent tax increase that we talked about last year. And we're looking at a 0.5-cent increase for transit. There are some gaps there. And I believe that council is supportive of those things. So I think those are kind of the big picture. We're also going to be able to fully fund requests from our partners, like the Partnership to End Homelessness, like Habitat for Humanity, Community Home Trust. We have a lot of partners that we fund. And so we're able to provide all that funding this year, which is really critical to ensuring that our complete community goals are met around housing equity and moving forward.
It's the voice of Chapel Hill Mayor Jess Anderson talking budget right now. Is there anything else budget related that you wanted to mention before we move on to last night's meeting?
Nope, just that budgeting is super cool and important and everybody should watch and listen. But yes, strong we met again pitch. Last night. Right, strong pitch. You heard it here first. Yes. Yeah, at last night's business meeting, we voted to approve the Longleaf Trace project, which is a 100% affordable housing community for seniors. Community Home Trust is a partner in this project, and it will provide 42 to 60 new dwellings that will be walkable to transit, shopping, and the Legion Park, which is amazing. So we are super thrilled about that project, and that came through as part of our expedited review for affordable housing. So that is apparently working.
Outstanding. That was the one item that I wanted to ask about from the meeting. Was there anything else that stood out to you?
Really, no. Honestly, we talked about a slight lighting change on a development, and our main message on that is please make sure that our LUMO rewrite means we never have to see things like that again, because our staff can really handle that.
Yeah, that seems like it should be a pretty easy.
It is. There are, of course, things that we want to make sure that we have, that dark skies are maintained and that we're not, you know, that the candles are correct and they're pointed the right way. These are all things that can be done administratively, and council really is not the right place for those things to be reviewed. So I am hoping that is the last time we ever talk about that.
Absolutely. We're visiting with Chapel Hill Mayor Jess Anderson, and I have to ask you about the news that came out yesterday from UNC, where the Board of Governors seems to be in the process of eliminating their commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion policies at all campuses across the state, but obviously for your purposes and our purposes right here in Chapel Hill as well. I wonder if you could comment on that potential choice and what that could mean for the community.
Well, it's certainly been very disappointing news, no doubt. I think in Chapel Hill, we value diversity, equity, and inclusion, and it's something that we are going to continue to work on. And we have an amazing team at the town level. And so I think the thing I feel the most prepared to talk about is all the amazing work that we're going to continue to do. But it certainly is disappointing. It's not something that I think that a lot of people here are going to be very excited about nor supportive of. But I do want to assure folks that the town will continue to move forward on our efforts. And we have a great staff. We've been working with the county. We've been making really great progress.
Got a couple minutes left, and then there's a lot of events going on around town. Is there anything else that you wanted to highlight while we're here on the air?
Sure. Well, I've been asked to share a traffic alert for downtown this Saturday morning. It's the Tar Heel 10-miler. It's taking place from 7 to 10 a.m. As a result, Raleigh Road will be closed starting at 5 a.m. So those who like to get up early, go elsewhere. Unless you're running, which we are, of course, wishing a very good luck to the runners. Also, on the topic of downtown, a reminder that East Rosemary Street has reopened, which is very exciting, and a lot of people are using it, and a lot of people are happy about it. And my inbox is less full now that it's open, so we love that. And looking ahead to next week, the Northside Festival will be next weekend, and we are meeting again Wednesday, April 24th at 6 p.m., at Town Hall. Our agenda includes a check-in about rewriting our rules. LUMO.
LUMO. Yep. Making its return. Yes. It's been a couple weeks since we've said LUMO.
I know, and I was missing it. But along with budget being really cool and important, LUMO
coming up to this weird convergence of LUMO and budget. It's like all going to come to a head at the same time.
I might have something to do with the eclipse. I'm not sure. Yes, if I was a conspiracy theorist. I'm kidding. As we've talked about previously, this is the time to share thoughts about where and how we grow in the future. So I encourage everyone to be engaged. And again, we're having a special work session next Friday, April 26th at 8:30, to continue discussing the bond referendum, and that is location TBD.
Chapel Hill Mayor Jess Anderson, thanks for making the time, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Me too. Have a good one, Andrew.